Exchange 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving. HAExchange.com. And from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's programming is the music of the British drummer, the singer, the songwriter, the big-hearted man of our times, Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr. Ringo is here to tell us that the light shining out from you touches everything you see. Ringo Starr. Okay, that's his newest album. This is the 15th studio album that Ringo Starr has done after he left the Beatles. And this is the very first time that he has produced his own album. It's called Why Not? And it was released in 2010. And that song was called Everyone Wins, written by Richard Starkey and Johnny Warman. Ringo Starr, 70 years old when this album was released. Okay. And I think it's an incredible, well-sung song. You really hear that Ringo really sings that song. I was so impressed by this album. He not only produced it himself, but he did the cover art. He designed the artwork. He did the booklet. There's something very special about this album. And when I ran across it, it really called out to me. And I felt very compelled to listen to it. And I find it incredibly satisfying. So we're going to be listening to some more of this album later in the program. So, you know, it was his 70th birthday. He was born in 1940. And it's really a matter of history, you know, the story of how he came to be with the Beatles. But, you know, when it was unfolding at the time, nobody knew what was going to happen. He's 17 years old in 1957 when he joins his very first rock and roll band. And there's this musical craze going on in Liverpool where he was born. All the Beatles were swept up in it, a skiffle craze. You know, John starts the Moondogs. And Richard Starkey joins with his buddy Eddie Miles, and they form the Eddie Clayton Skiffle Group in 1957. And then a couple years later, when he's 19 years old, he joins this band called the Raving Texans. Okay, they're in Liverpool, right? The Raving Texans. This is when he changes his name and he becomes Ringo Starr. And it's mainly because, you know, he wore a lot of rings on his fingers, but he also wanted the cowboy sound of the name. You know, he's in the band called the Raving Texans. And so Ringo was kind of like this cowboyish thing. And when he would play his drum solos, they would call them Star Time. Okay. So, that was in, and like a year later, this band changes its name to Rory Storm and the Hurricanes. And like a few other bands out of Liverpool, they end up playing in Hamburg, Germany. And they had these really grueling contracts in Hamburg, Germany, where they would sign to play in a nightclub there, and they would play 7 days a week, and they would play for 6 hours. But here's the deal. It wasn't 6 hours straight. It was actually 1 hour with Rory Storm and the Hurricanes, 1 hour with the Beatles, 1 hour with Rory Storm. So that's in 1960. And they are playing together, and of course, somewhere along the line, for the very first time, Ringo plays with John Lennon, Paul McCartney, and George Harrison. And that was the first time that they played together was in October of 1960. Pete Best is actually the Beatles' official drummer at the time. Back in home in England, eventually John invites Ringo to join the band officially. And he plays his first gig with them in August of 1962. So when the Beatles were playing, really at the beginning, they did a lot of covers. And so they would all sing. Every single one of them would sing, including Ringo. So Ringo would really sing the covers. So I thought it would be really great to hear a recording, a real early recording of Ringo with the Beatles singing a Carl Perkins song. This is recorded live for the radio broadcast on the BBC. This is July 1963. This is Ringo singing the lead on the song called Matchbox. And then we're going to hear another song where Ringo is also singing lead with the Beatles. This is another cover. The song is called Act Naturally. And this is from June of 1966 on the Beatles album called Yesterday and Today. Ringo Starr, lead singer with the Beatles. All right, here we go. Beatles, Ringo Starr, Act Naturally. So, you know, Ringo Starr never, we know that John and Paul and George were spectacular songwriters, but you don't typically think of Ringo in that sense. But what I'm discovering in retrospective was just how stylistically important, what a big part of their music his drumming was. You know, each of them had such a distinctive personality, and Ringo was always slightly the easygoing one, the humorous one. I mean, John might have had his cutting sarcasm, and they all had their own sense of humor, but Ringo had a really funny way of turning phrases. And so even though he didn't actually get songwriting credits on a lot of songs, John and Paul would take things that Ringo said and make songs out of them. Like the words, they would call them Ringoisms. So the phrase, "A Hard Day's Night," for instance, that was Ringo's turn of phrase. Or the words, "Tomorrow never knows." You know, that was Ringo's turn of phrase. And then John and Paul would turn them into songs. So what Paul McCartney said is, quote, this is what Paul says, "Ringo would do these little malapropisms. He would say things slightly wrong like people do, but his were always wonderful, very lyrical. They were sort of magic." So, you know, he had a special place in the creative structure of this band. And they would write songs specifically for him to sing. You know, on every single studio album, Ringo sings a song. And they wrote a couple of really, really beloved and well-known Beatles songs specifically for Ringo's voice and just for him to sing. So we're going to be listening to two of these tracks, Ringo singing the lead vocals with the Beatles from their Revolver album in August of 1966. You're going to know Yellow Submarine. Well, that's Ringo's voice. And then a year later, in June of 1967, from the landmark Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, we'll hear the John Lennon and Paul McCartney composition, A Little Help from My Friends, with Ringo Starr on lead. The Beatles, Ringo Starr.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green.
Try a little help from my friends. Do you need
The Beatles from Sgt. Pepper's. That was Ringo Starr singing the lead on A Little Help from My Friends. So, you know, in 2009, in April of that year, David Lynch had a benefit, Change Begins Within. And this was a concert at Radio City Music Hall. And, you know, both Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr were on the bill. McCartney was the last one to play his set. And towards the end of the set, he announces Billy Shears, and sure enough, Ringo Starr comes out, and they performed with A Little Help from My Friends together at that benefit concert in 2009. All right, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF.
Darling, you send me.
In celebration of Black History Month, SUNY Sullivan presents Sam Cooke, Where You Been, Baby? A musical review that tells the story of the legendary King of Soul in his words and music. Sam Cooke, Where You Been, Baby? Plays one night only, Thursday, February 24th at 7 p.m. at the Selig Theater. For tickets, call SUNY Sullivan at 845-434-5750 and ask for the theater box office. Honest you. Paid for by SUNY Sullivan.
All right, so, you know, when you were listening to A Little Help from My Friends, did you notice the drums? You know, it's an amazing thing. It's like I never really thought about it. It was so transparent to me. It's such perfect drumming that what else could it possibly be? I mean, I grew up to the sound of his drums. I mean, my heart beat to the rhythm of Ringo Starr's drums. You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about his drumming style a little bit. It's interesting, you know, everybody always has, I don't care how great you are, how well-known you are, how validated you are, commercial success or whatever, you know, every performer that I know has that little nagging suspicion that maybe, you know, they're not as good as they think they are. So here's an interesting quote from Ringo Starr, and he says, quote, "Whenever I hear another drummer, I know I'm no good. I'm no good on the technical things. I'm your basic offbeat drummer with funny fills. The fills are funny because I'm really a left-handed playing a right-handed kit. You know, I can't roll around the drums because of that." So that's an interesting perspective that Ringo has of his own drumming. George Martin, what George Martin had to say is Ringo hit good and hard, and he used the tom-tom well, even though he couldn't do a roll to save his life. And then Martin later added, "He's got tremendous feel. He always helped us to hit the right tempo for a song and gave it that support, that rock-solid backbeat that made the recording of all the Beatles songs that much easier." John Lennon was asked once if Ringo was the best drummer in the world. And, you know, John had such a sarcastic edge. What he said was, quote, "He's not even the best drummer in the Beatles," you know. But I think it was tongue-in-cheek when he said that. Because there's an amazing quote that I have that John Lennon, the things he has to say about Ringo. We'll get to that later in the program. Anyway, so you know, when the Beatles played that live gig on the roof of the Apple Studios, Paul McCartney sent Ringo a postcard after that little concert and in January of 69. And what it says in the postcard is, quote, "You are the greatest drummer in the world, really." So Ringo Starr. There's a really interesting quote I have. This drummer, Steve Smith, is a really well-known studio drummer. He was with a band, Journey. He's got an amazing quote to say, and it pretty sums it. It sums it up about how I feel about Ringo's role in the creative aspect of the music. Quote, Steve Smith. Before Ringo, drum stars were measured by their soloing ability and virtuosity. Ringo's popularity brought forth a new paradigm in how the public saw drummers. We started to see the drummer as an equal participant in the compositional aspect. One of Ringo's great qualities was that he composed unique, stylistic drum parts for the Beatles songs. His parts are so signature to the songs that you can listen to a Ringo drum part without the rest of the music and still identify the song. That's true. Phil Collins, the drummer for Genesis, here's what he says about Ringo Starr. Starr is vastly underrated. The drum fills on the song A Day in the Life are very complex. You would take a great drummer to say today and say, I want it like that, and he wouldn't know what to do. So let's listen to the drumming. Let's just listen to a little bit of A Day in the Life and think about how the drums sound. This is another track from the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper's album. June 1967.
He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house floor. The army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look, having read the I
A Day in the Life. The Beatles, Sgt. Pepper's. All right, so Ringo Starr. Ringo Starr, wow. What a crowd to find yourself in. And, you know, he made a comment in the Beatles anthology. You know, he was the odd man out about the songwriting thing. And what he said is that every time he'd take a song to the other Beatles, what they would tell him is that it sounded like another popular song already that they knew or something. He would occasionally kick in with song lyrics. And in the song Eleanor Rigby, he wrote the line, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. So eventually, Ringo Starr does write his own songs. He writes two songs, and he receives sole songwriting credit for these on the Beatles album, Richard Starkey. On the White album, he writes the song Don't Pass Me By. So the White album is released in November of 1968. And I think it's a great song. We're going to be listening to it in just a second. You know, there was, you know, there's a lot of material written about what was going on internally with the Beatles at this time. And there's various tensions, you know, going on. And Ringo was feeling it, and he just got a little fed up with everything. And he actually quit the Beatles before they formally break up. And he just leaves. And they're in the middle of recording the White Album. And he just quits and he leaves. And he goes and he spends 2 weeks with, you know, the British actor Peter Sellers. He goes out to Peter Sellers' yacht, the Amalfis. And while he's on the yacht, he writes a song. It's called The Octopus's Garden. So that's where he writes Octopus's Garden. And, you know, it's 2 weeks, and the other Beatles are asking him, you know, John Lennon sending him telegrams. And when he finally decides to come back, George Harrison sets flowers up all over the studio for Ringo's return, saying, welcome home. So let's listen to Ringo Starr finally developing into a songwriter. These two songs are recorded with the Beatles. Richard Starkey is the composition credit from the Beatles' White Album, Don't Pass Me By, followed by Octopus's Garden from the Abbey Road album in September of 1969. Ringo Starr.
Your footsteps coming off the drive. Listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? I hear the clock a ticking on the mantelshelf. See the hands are moving, but I'm by myself. I wonder where you are tonight, or why I'm by myself. I don't see you. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. No, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it hurt me so. I hate to see you go. Don't pass me by. Don't make me cry. I'm sorry that you, I was so unfair. You were in a car crash and you lost your hair. You said that you would be late about an hour or two. I said, that's alright, I'm waiting here, just waiting to hear from you. Don't pass me by, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. No, darling, I'll
sigh, don't make me cry, don't make me blue. Cause you know, darling, I love only you. You'll never know it hurt me so. I hate to see you go. Don't pass me by.
Octopus's garden in the shade.
I'd ask my friends to come and see an octopus's garden with me. I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
We would be warm below the storm, in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed, in an octopus's garden near a cave.
We would sing and dance around, because we know we can't be found. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden in the shade.
About the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe.
We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be in an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Ringo Starr with the Beatles, Octopus's Garden, from their Abbey Road album, September 1969. All right, so Ringo Starr turned 70 years old in 2010, and he celebrated his 70th birthday at the Radio City Music Hall. You know, he's got a band that he's been touring with extensively. It's called the All-Star Band. He actually started that band in 1989. So they did the concert at Radio City Music Hall, you know, and there's his friends and his family, and Yoko is there, and Paul McCartney shows up as a surprise guest. And, you know, I think that when I listen to the most recent studio album that Ringo has released, it's called Why Not, I hear a really a beautiful, mature man reflecting on his life. And I find this album incredibly satisfying. He is writing with a variety of different people. There's 10 songs on this album, and Richard Starkey is co-writing every single one of them. And the way I feel about it is he's probably responsible for most of the lyrics. We need to hear two songs that Paul McCartney is collaborating with on this Ringo Starr album. There's something very personal about this album. This album represents a really special effort, a special gift to us from Ringo Starr. And it's a very uplifting. It's like sitting down with Ringo and basking in that positive energy that seems to come from him. The first song we're going to hear is called Peace Dream. And he talks about John Lennon, when John Lennon, you know, did his bed in Amsterdam. And you know what? Paul McCartney is playing bass on this album. Ringo's playing drums and singing. This is an incredible song. Followed by another song called Walk With You. And Ringo co-wrote this song with Van Dyke Parks. And you'll hear Paul and Ringo singing harmony together on this song. There's something really very magical about it. I get a special feeling. See if it makes you feel the same way. From Ringo Starr's 2010 album, Why Not? Peace Dream, followed by Walk With You.
Last night I had a peace dream. You know how real dreams can be. The world was a better place for you and me. Can't you see? No need for war no more. Better things we're fighting for. Like John Lennon said in Amsterdam from his bed, one day the world will wake up to see the reality. Last night I had a peace dream. You know how real dreams can be. The world was a better place. You know how real dreams can be. The
standing every ocean shore. Just as fundamental as the stars above, it is benefiting every hand in glow.
And you tell me it's a cold day in hell. And the chance to remember what we have to hold is more silver and gold. When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine. When I walk with you, when I talk. Incidental, we have met before. Let this be the time and place that we explore. With no hesitation, knocking at that door. Open up your heart to love forevermore.
And I tell you, it's a cold day in hell, but we remember song that starts out, love me tender. And that king of hearts.
When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine.
Time and what time remains, while I have just tried to explain Blue Bayou. What can I do with a heart of steel? I would impart what I've come to feel. Love is the answer and it is real. I'll always be there beside you.
When I walk with you, when I talk, everything will be fine. When I walk with you, when I talk with you, everything will be fine.
Will be fine.
When I walk with you, when I talk,
Ringo Starr's 2010 album, Why Not? That's Ringo and Paul, Walk With You. You know, a month before the end of his life, John Lennon had a beautiful, I have a beautiful quote from John. This is John Lennon speaking here. Quote, Ringo was a star in his own right in Liverpool before we even met. He was a professional drummer who sang and performed and had Ringo Starr time, and he was one of the top groups in Britain, but especially in Liverpool before we even had a drummer. So Ringo's talent would have come out one way or the other as something or other. I don't know what he would have ended up as, but whatever that spark is in Ringo that we all know but can't put our finger on, whether it is acting, drumming, dancing or singing, I don't know. There is something in him that is projectable and that he would have surfaced with or without the Beatles. Ringo is a damn good drummer. That was from John Lennon. So there's a track on this fabulous new Ringo recording called The Other Side of Liverpool that he wrote, co-wrote with Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics. Let's listen to this recording from Ringo Starr's 2010 Why Not? This is The Other Side of Liverpool.
The other side of Liverpool is cold and damp. Only way out of there, drums, guitar and amp. The other side of Liverpool, where I came from, my mother was a barmaid. At the age of three, my father was gone. Dave, if you're listening, well, you know what I mean. It was you and Brian Briscoe got me through my early teens.
All right.
The other side of Liverpool.
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 The other side of Liverpool, you just had to laugh. We had to go to Stevel Street just to take a bath. The other side of Liverpool, we used to play for free. They'd give us lukewarm beer to keep us sweet. Eddie, Roy and me. And Roy, if you're listening, thanks for all you've done. It was you and me on the factory floor when rock and roll had just begun.
Oh, yeah.
That was the other side of Liverpool.
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 Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. Today's program about the cultural icon, the big-hearted man of our times, Ringo Starr. I hope you've enjoyed the program, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Holy Antique Exchange, 8,000 square feet of antiques and collectibles for decorating, collecting, and gift-giving, haexchange.com, and from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
This is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York, and streaming online at wjffradio.org. It's 1:59, and it's 34 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. Stay tuned for Alternative Radio.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from Frost Valley YMCA in Claryville, New York. Summer camp, adventure trips, day camp, and more. FrostValley.org.
So you can be very much punished.